In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Had to make sure that was off. Good morning, Holy Innocents.
Good morning.
What a spectacular morning. You know, I love both services, 8 o'clock and the 10:30 for different reasons, but they are all so special. And the children's sermon. So Michelle, thank you. Yes, we are now in the middle of our Advent season. We started out in our solemn tone of preparation to shifting to a lighter one. And it's helping us as believers find some comfort, if not joy, in the promise of rejoicing in our Lord. And that's the one thing about the 10:30 services that I really find fascinating is the hymns with our gospel. That first line, "Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and let your lights appear." There's so much to the hymns we sing that it also connects to our readings. And our readings today are full of anticipation and waiting for Christ's arrival. Stir up your power, O Lord, as the church continues in the role of Christ. It is living out our baptismal covenant and trusting in God's actions, even while in the wilderness, in doubt, in patience, and yet to embrace the hope of joy and comfort before us. It is in the wilderness that our calling is revealed, our faith put into action, and to share that action of faith with the people of God, as John the Baptist and Jesus did. As the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 11 today carries this relationship further, it's interesting that we hear John the Baptist doubting Jesus and sending his disciples to ask the question, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Now, especially when all things considered from John's understanding of who Jesus was in chapter 3 is where John was directing people to Jesus as the Messiah. So why all of a sudden in chapter 11 is he puzzled? Well, he's sitting in prison. He's being mistreated. He is in a new wilderness place, not expected to be. So imagine sitting in prison, being mistreated, and believing wholeheartedly that Jesus is the Messiah, and wondering if there was a choice that was made that led to this present state, especially on the purpose to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. As Jesus answers the disciples, he answers them indirectly by listing the miracles to convey back to John. With so much evidence, Jesus' identity is theologically, this makes sense, but not really helpful pastorally for John at that moment. Life's answers often come through observing God's transformative work in the world. It is here that we listen in the depth of Jesus' actions rather than Jesus to claim a name. Jesus is also echoing Isaiah in the Isaiah readings we heard earlier, the joy of the redeemed. What's unique about the scriptures today is they're all so interconnected that if you line them up side by side by side, you will begin to underline the same themes throughout. Just a few between Matthew and Isaiah: the blind receive the sight, the lame walk, the deaf hear, and the lepers are cleansed. So why does this matter? And why would it mean to John? It means that the miracles fulfill Isaiah's prophecy, and that Matthew together represent Israel of having a troubled heart. But however, their heart is being healed, being transformed, and this is precisely Jesus' role. This also calls for us to recognize God's transformative presence in Jesus by opening our eyes and the eyes of all people of God. Jesus is encouraging John to recount the Old Testament prophecy and the prediction of the Messiah's role, and that he fulfills God's promise. promise. How amazing is it to see these connections with open eyes, to see and to listen. A place where John the Baptist is now a transition from the Old and the New Testament. And what a faith journey that is. At times, through faith journeys, no matter where we are, whether it's in joy or facing hardships, there is a steadfast patience in trusting in God. It sounds easy, but it's not sometimes. And it should be, but it's not sometimes. It's easy to grumble, it's easy to be negative, and then there are some lives so consumed with something that they can't even see it right in front of them of that present moment. In James, there's a call to trust in God's timing as the farmer waits for the crops, as John the Baptist waits to hear the news of what his future will be. These are not final stories, but they point to the restoration and salvation of the future. This is where Jesus speaks to the crowds after he answers and says, John's disciples are validating John the Baptist as a prophet sent by God. These crowds symbolize common humanity and occasionally need reminding of the belief. Yes, on occasion, there may be doubts in our lives. I'm sure some of us have had doubts this morning, doubts this week, doubts every now and then, and we just don't always admit them. But it's how to follow Jesus amid all these thoughts. Life does involve those moments, but it's a matter of embracing, questioning, and perseverance. And it's a blessing of unwavering commitment to God's kingdom and a commitment to faith, even when the path may seem unclear. When this happens, we as the people of God need to go back to Scripture, read Jesus' words, and the witnesses of where God is leading the people and us. Don't turn away from Christ, but turn towards Christ. We cannot and should not recreate Jesus to be who we think Jesus needs to be, or rather fit Jesus in some box of what our view of what Jesus should be. Jesus is to transform us as Jesus transformed the disciples and the crowds, the Pharisees, the scribes, by pointing to John the Baptist as a prophet at this time. As John is questioning, he too is also being transformed. He must become a disciple at this point. A true disciple knows how to follow, to learn, to teach, and to carry the weight of discipleship. In this new life to come, believers are to live a bold faith and a bold faith of action, as John started. As we continue to go through this Advent season of preparation, what bold faith of action will you bring to share with others, even when doubts may occur? But then we have that coming of the Lord that will rejoice with all of us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.